Merging with Shiva, Lesson 178, A Channel to Intuition. Why does intuition come at this time? Your mind being at rest and no longer disturbed, intuition can flow through it unhampered. Then too, the elements of a problem have a way of piecing themselves together in the subconscious when it is allowed to relax. Your best answers often come after you have removed the searchlight of your conscious mind's focus for a time. This is the superconscious working through the subconscious, making it sub-superconscious. You have now unfolded the key to living an intuitive and productive life. People who live positive lives have clear goals, well impressed in the subconscious mind. They often draw upon their sub-superconscious mind, though they may call it by another name, perception, insight, intuition, instinct, or sixth sense. The subconscious mind may appear to be a very complex state of mind, as anything is when we do not understand it. Through daily sadhana, you will learn how to clear the subconscious of its unnatural states of confusion and how to keep it clear, transparent. Through sadhana, you will understand the relationship of the subconscious to the instinctive mind. The subconscious mind performs many, many functions for us. In fact, it would be impossible to do without it. But think of some of the uses of the subconscious, the skills which your memory bank acquires, such as typing, driving, playing musical instruments, or speaking language. As soon as any learning process becomes subconscious, the conscious mind is free to direct its attention to new areas of learning. Even all the processes of the physical body are governed by the subconscious mind. Can you imagine having to think through and control your heartbeat or your digestion every time you enjoyed a meal or the intricacies of muscular coordination? It is only when we interfere with the natural processes of the subconscious, which are very intelligent if left alone, that we become aware of our dependence upon this positive state of mind. Here is an exercise in using the subconscious constructively. Before going to sleep at night, decide what time you want to awaken yourself in the morning. Visualize the hands of a clock at that time and impress yourself with the feeling of waking up at the particular hour which you set for yourself. Then just before you go to sleep, forcefully impress your subconscious with the command to awaken yourself at whatever hour you have chosen. Confidently anticipate that your subconscious will do this. Don't worry, don't doubt, don't question. Just observe the way in which your subconscious works for you if you but let it. The subconscious mind is a storehouse, a reflection of all previous conscious mind experiences. The power of our decisions create our reactions of tomorrow. When tomorrow's reactions happen, they program the subconscious. We have to be careful that our programming is just right so that the channels to the superconsciousness begin to open through the subconscious.